Thì con chuẩn bị thọ phẩm ở trên ẩm rồi. It's a morning reflection about metta practice. The title is The Path of Non-Contention. Giving on 2008 September. Often when we practice loving kindness, metta, involves active role wishing to all beings, such as when we repeat the phrases, may you be happy, may they be happy, may all beings be happy, healthy, safe, at ease, and so forth. Certainly, that's an important part of loving kindness meditation, but in a more essential, practical way, the quality of metta is not only a well-wishing toward other beings. It also has to do with how we relate to our own mind state and the way we handle the different moods, feelings, and perceptions that arise within us. If we are repeating those metta phrases and cultivating those sentiments toward external beings, yet internally relating to our own mind state in a semi-conscious or unconscious reacting way, we then all of those noble sentiments and qualities we direct outwards don't have much field. They don't have much of foundation to make the practice of metta meditation really fruitful and genuinely relevant and effective. There need to be both the external element and internal element relating both loving kindness toward our own mind state, moods, body, thoughts, and feelings. When there's an irritation and impatience arising, a sense of things having shortcomings, or when we feel ourselves to be imperfect or not beautiful in some way, then it's easy for us to criticize and blame ourselves. We can quickly get upset with a mind that won't stop thinking or have strange thoughts and unwanted memories, ideas, fear, feelings, desires, and dislikes. Ajahn Amulo, Ajahn Sumedho, addresses all these tendencies by expressing the essential attitude of loving kindness as not dwelling in aversion, rather than expecting to be affirmatively affectionate toward our body, thought, and feelings. Is merely a sense of non-fighting force with them, not dwelling in aversion. That much is doable. To establish an attitude of loving kindness, the general heart of metta is to establish within ourselves a heart of non-contention, a heart that is accepting and accommodating of all mind state. This doesn't mean to say that we are approving of every thought we have, or that all our feeling of selfishness, violence, aggression, jealousy, and fear are beautiful. wonderful atonement for the world. We are not trying to pretend or allow ourselves to get lost in delusion, confusing the skillful and unskillful. Instead, we are simply trying to recognize that everything belongs, whether it's a noble and wholesome thought or a selfish, fearful, jealous, or greedy thought. They all belong. They are all attributes of nature. When cultivate this quality of non-contention and acceptance toward all our inner quality, feelings, thoughts, perceptions, memories, ideas, and fantasies, then the heart is not divided and there is unification of the heart. Without this fundamental unity of metta in our heart, this fundamental welcoming inclination and recognition that our internal attribute, good and bad, good or bad, are all aspects of the nature order, it's impossible to have a genuine, substantial attitude of loving kindness toward others because the heart is divided. So we can take some time to pursue and explore this theme and to reflect on them, seeing throughout the course of the day how often the mind wants to contend against our own body and their limitation, our feelings and thoughts, and the world around us. We can take it also personally. While simply digging a hole in the ground, we might think that rock is determined to get in my way. But metta is the heart of non-contention. We can learn how to work with the world so that regardless of how objective things may seem to be, how unwanted and unbidden, we can recognize that there is no need to start a fight or contend against the world. It's up to us. When this recognition takes hold, we can see that there is always a path to working with the way things are, a path that leads us toward greater clarity and peacefulness. All of this is based fully upon our cultivating an attitude of non-contention, of basic loving kindness. Any question?
In a similar vein, he's also taught metta as a radical acceptance, which is very similar to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a very, just a very good approach, because just reading the suttas, you can get kind of the idea of it's just this constantly expanding, moving out, you know, broad state of consciousness, boundless, you know, that the fully expanded version, but that, yeah, it really is an internal quality that is very internally expansive, very accepting, very holistic, very receptive to whatever weird states of mind that we all get.
One of the things that I've just seen in my own practice is there seems to be a connection between truth, satya, and metta. I was wondering if anybody, if there's any, if there actually is a connection between that, or that's just something.
What's the connection?
The sort of truth or seeing the truth of things is really like without like a basis of non-aversion or metta, like it like doesn't seem to be. I don't see how it can like happen without that. I was wondering anybody could speak to that, or am I just making something up? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're asking the relationship, say, between metta and needing and truthfulness or truth being like you have to be willing to own up to the truth in a sense, the internal truth of what's going on in a receptive way to experience that sense of metta.
Is that or vice versa, like in order to experience and see the truth of things. The quality of that has to be there too. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, like it almost seems like they both have to be in tandem, but I don't know if that's really the case.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I think, you know, there's inherently a relationship probably between all of the spiritual perfections. It's, you know, it's kind of like many facets of the same perfection of all things within samsara. You know, the highest that can be understood and realized as, you know, personal qualities, you know, all kind of come to a certain core at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice way of explaining the relationship between those two.
Yeah.
That one of them, the truth of experiencing metta depends on being truthful, and being truthful to what experience is there's inherently a quality of receptivity, kindness, acceptance, particularly when you take the radical acceptance definition of metta. Sometimes, you know, on a more mundane level, you could also say that, you know, truthfully acknowledging the dosa, you know, the aversion in the mind, is also, you know, related to metta. So it's like you're not just experiencing metta, you know, you're experiencing the truth of aversion too. So in that sense that they're related, that just looking at things honestly, you know, not denying them, is both a quality of truth and kindness, even if it's an unskillful state of mind.
Can you agree with that? Pretty related to all of the 10 perfections. I think Bhikkhu Bodhi is a long discourse or kind of recordings of his talking about each one of those, and the way he lays it out, he has a slightly different order. It's Panya at the very end, but I think it's like whenever you're sort of in one, it's like the next one in his list, the previous one, you know, sort of supports that one. It actually might be Satya before Metta, and the way he talks about it, but I can't remember if that's the exact order. But yeah, I guess they're all cumulative.
Another aspect of the relationship between Satya and Metta comes perhaps at that understanding the truth of not self. Is the reason, the fundamental reason one of the biggest reasons we don't want to see, say, the dosa we have or any negative state is because we're afraid that that's us. I don't want to be bad. So I won't see the bad qualities that manifest. But actually, the thing to notice is that, you know, these qualities are, you know, dependently arisen and not self. And that's so you can see all the bad, you know, you can see all the negativity that's there. But if you know for sure, no, this cannot possibly be me, then you can have, you can see it, you recognize, from unskillful conditions, from positive, I can have metta through myself, it's painful, and I can also practice something active, which is finding, what causes can I put forth right now that will produce more skillful results in the future. And so you put all that together.
That's bringing in the perfection of wisdom into the wisdom aspects and the right view, not self. Okay, thank you.